Tonight on the World View Report, the United Nations is demanding taxpayers worldwide pony up $150 trillion to fight so-called man-made climate change. Missouri becomes one of the first states to ban foreign adversaries from purchasing any more agricultural land near U.S. military bases. And an astonishing prediction about the 2024 presidential race comes from an unlikely source high up in the Wall Street financial world. Driverless heavy trucks with no humans on board, well, they will soon cruise Texas highways if three startup firms have their way. And one of America's closest European allies has empowered transgendered police officers to strip search female suspects. All these stories and more as the World View Report begins right now.
This is World View Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. The United Nations is demanding that taxpayers around the world pony up a staggering $150 trillion to fight so-called man-made climate change, which we all know is a fabricated crisis that the unelected globalist organizations, well, they helped to create. The UN made the demands in a new report published by its Department of Economic and Social Affairs. The agency claims that it needs global governments to commit to handing over $5.3 trillion per year to the bureaucratic agency. According to the report, the UN needs $150 trillion in order to, quote, save the planet, end quote, from, quote, global warming, end quote, by complying with the Agenda 2050 goals of the World Economic Forum. In its report on the world economic situation and prospects for 2024, the United Nations reiterates its 17 sustainable development goals for total human enslavement. The widely criticized goals are often used as inspiration for many Western nations' so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion legislation, as well as policies related to climate change, gender equity, sustainable cities and communities, and quality education. Well, these are among the 17 goals, as are increased global governance and assigning a digital ID at birth to every human being. Also included are, quote, affordable and clean energy, end quote, and climate action. It is under these categories that the United Nations suggests astronomical amounts of funding in order to reach its global governance goals. America's Military News reports that Missouri's Republican Governor Mike Parson announced an executive order last week that will prevent American foreign adversaries from purchasing agricultural land near U.S. military facilities in Missouri. The governor's executive order will prohibit Chinese, Russian, Iranian, North Korean, Cuban, and Venezuelan entities from buying agricultural land inside a 10-mile radius of U.S. military bases in Missouri. Parson stated in a press release, quote, with heightened concerns regarding ownership of Missouri farmland by foreign adversaries, especially China, we are signing this order to safeguard our military and intelligence assets, prevent security threats to our state, and give Missourians greater peace of mind. When it comes to China and other foreign adversaries, we must take common sense precautions that protect Missourians and our security resources, end quote. And then the governor added, quote, I further declare that no Missouri agricultural land shall be acquired or owned by an alien or foreign business who is a citizen, resident, or incorporated under the laws of a foreign adversary, end quote. The governor's press release explained that the new executive order does not impact any existing landowners. According to the Associated Press, Chinese entities already own more than 42,000 acres of agricultural land in the state of Missouri. Some of the major U.S. military installations in Missouri include Fort Leonard Wood, Whitman Air Force Base, and Rosecrans Air National Guard Base. The executive order states, quote, currently, foreign agricultural land purchases are capped at 1% of the total agricultural land across the state, end quote. However, the governor's order will not enforce, quote, more stringent requirements for these land purchases and requires approval from the Missouri Department of Agriculture prior to any foreign acquisitions of agricultural land, end quote. The governor Parson emphasized during a press conference that the new executive order will not have an impact on Missouri's partnerships with allies such as Israel, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Japan, and Germany. J.P. Morgan asset management strategist Michael Cimbalist has predicted that Joe Biden will not make it to the 2024 election in November and will drop out of the race due to poor health. He suggests that Biden will exit the race, quote, sometime between Super Tuesday and the November election, end quote. Super Tuesday is on the 5th of March, as 16 states and territories are scheduled to hold primaries and caucuses. He predicts that Americans will look on as Biden, quote, passes the torch to a replacement candidate named by the Democrat National Committee, end quote. Biden was seen this past weekend having to be led on and off stage by his wife for a 30-minute rant about Donald Trump and his supporters, the only thing that he has done for more than the last 2 weeks. He also, well, he looked completely lost after arriving in Delaware upon the conclusion of the speech. Trump himself recently said he expects neither Biden nor Kamala Harris to be the opponent come November. The J.P. Morgan strategist and his prediction, well, they come as part of a list of top 10 possible surprises for 2024, which also included the suggestion that cities in New York, Texas, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Tennessee could suffer rolling electricity blackouts because of natural gas shortages. Wow. Transgendered, biologically male police officers are being allowed by most police departments in the UK to strip search women. That's according to research by women's rights campaigners. The Daily Mail reports that out of 43 police forces in England and Wales, at least 34 have either implemented the policy or have plans to put it into place after lobbying by transgender activists. The research was carried out by the Women's Rights Network. And a report that was authored by a retired police superintendent, Kathy Lurkman, well, it noted that multiple female police officers have expressed concerns to her over the policy. The Women's Rights Network has titled their investigation, quote, state-sanctioned sexual assault, end quote. The Women's Rights Network stated that the decision to implement this outrageous policy, well, it was taken to make policing more attractive as a career to, quote, transgender individuals, end quote. The network concluded by asking, quote, what about women? No women's groups were apparently consulted, either at national or individual force level, regarding this policy, end quote. The Christian Post reports that a former psychic who repented of occult practices after turning to Jesus Christ warned that Fox News potentially opened their viewers to demonic activity by airing an act of divination during prime time last week. Jen Nizza told the Christian Post, quote, the deception of putting something that seems good out there while pushing a demonic agenda is heartbreaking, end quote. Nizza, an author and podcaster who runs xpsychicsave.com and has written about how dabbling with tarot cards as a very young teenager ultimately led her deeply into occultism. That's what she said. She said she found it, quote, completely alarming, end quote, when Fox News host Jesse Waters invited a medium on his show last week to discern the country's political future using tarot cards. Waters, whose show Jesse Waters Prime Time occupies Tucker Carlson's former time slot, hosted the so-called English psychic, Paula Roberts, who pulled a tarot card for Trump known as the Five of Cups, which depicts a cloaked figure lamenting three cups that have been overturned while ignoring the two that remain upturned. The card supposedly symbolizes focusing on negativity. The Roberts claimed that it predicted a, quote, sense of loss, end quote, for Trump in 2024. With that said, here's a clip from Waters and the controversial interview.
Paula, for you to give me a reading on President Trump.
Just the one card.
One card.
One card. Let's do just one card. We like that one.
Uh-oh. What is that?
I do recognize that I'm at Fox TV. I am a sense of loss. A sense of loss. But it's very specific. No, let me move on. It's a sense of loss. It's as if he may be thinking more about what he's lost and not still taking full advantage of what he still has.
We have an update on a pastor from Arizona who was shot in the head while street preaching. He is now awake and has been moved out of ICU, so reports Julie Royce. 26-year-old Hans Schmidt was street preaching on behalf of his church, Victory Chapel, First Phoenix Church, on November 15th, 2023, when this shooting occurred. Schmidt, a former military combat medic and husband and father to two young children, well, he was in critical condition, and his church said he was in desperate need of a miracle. Well, about 2 weeks ago, his wife posted a photo of him waking up in the hospital in his bed, surrounded by his family, and she commented, quote, "In the blink of an eye, our lives were changed. You are a living miracle. Every day, I'm amazed seeing you hold our baby boy once again, waving at our baby girl. You have a long way to go, but God will carry us through," end quote. In an interview with CBN News, Schmidt says she was able to keep her faith through all of this thanks to the prayers she received from friends, family, and even strangers from across the country. Here's a short clip from that interview.
Zulia, you have been through quite a bit over the past month, and I appreciate you joining us today. I wanted to start with the beginning of the story. On November 15th, last month, your husband was shot, and this is a story that has been in headlines across the country, across the world. Can you take us through what happened that day?
So my husband was street preaching. I mean, he's been doing that for over a year. And usually he street preaches for 30 minutes before every evening service for our church. And I remember that day, like, he just ended street preaching early. And I thought that was odd. I was like, maybe he's just not feeling it tonight or something. And then, yeah, like, I didn't even know what had happened. I just saw him, like, I heard him loading up the sound system back in the car. He gets in the car, drives the car to the church. And at this point, I had seen that, you know, he was bleeding. And I'm like, are you okay? I thought someone maybe just threw a bottle at him. I had no idea what really had happened. He drives our vehicle to the church, unloads the sound system. He's about to get our daughter down. And I'm like, no, like, you can't, like, you're all bloody. We need to go home and get you cleaned up. And luckily my brother showed up at that point. He's like, no, we need to get you to the hospital. So my brother ends up driving him to the hospital. And on the way to the hospital is when he kind of started throwing up and stuff. And as soon as we got there to the emergency room, he started seizing. And like, even the doctors and the medical staff didn't even know that he was, that this was a gunshot wound. They thought that maybe...
None of you knew.
Yeah.
I mean, that it's so crazy that you were with him, he's driving. I mean, you had no idea. You assumed it was an assault. That was the initial...
Yeah.
But at that point, once you got to the hospital, then they realized that something more was going on.
Yeah, they didn't even, until they did a CT scan afterwards, then they realized, oh, there's a bullet in him and stuff. So, yeah, then that was pretty much it. That was the whole situation. And it was just kind of a waiting game and then done.
What was your reaction to hearing that, Zulia? What was your, to hearing that there was a bullet? Because that's a very different situation than what you thought had happened.
Yeah. Oh, my heart sank. Like, yeah. You know, from, okay, you know, yeah, maybe he needs some stitches too. Oh gosh, like, this is way worse than I had even, you know, assumed it was. And yeah, I just felt sick to my stomach once I realized it was a gunshot wound. And then remember, like, even when we got to the urgent care, like, he was, like, non-responsive. So it was hard.
We'll be right back after this break.
Celebrate the new year. We're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50% and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Welcome back. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for your continued support that makes this free public service and ministry broadcast possible. It is brought to you in part by our WVW Foundation. Our foundation exists to be involved in producing and sponsoring and pushing out free program for the purpose of public service, public information, education, and ministry. If you appreciate what we're doing with our free broadcast that help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview, so they know how to properly respond, then we appreciate your support. You can make a contribution online at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors, so do please consider setting up an automatic monthly contribution, $5, $10 a month, whatever you can afford will be greatly appreciated as we continue to grow and expand our broadcast platform. So thank you again for your support at wvwfoundation.com. Farmers brought Germany to a standstill with Dutch-style tractor protests throughout the country on Monday in a response to the globalist policies of the government of Chancellor Olaf Scholz, which they claim threaten the very existence of the agricultural industry. Breitbart reports that farmers and their groups launched their planned week-long action to protest against the leftist coalition government's plans to increase taxes on diesel fuel and eliminate the car tax exemption for farmers, in addition to making deep cuts on the subsidies for the farming sector. Watch this. The proposed tax increases and funding cuts, well, they came as the government attempted to fill a 17 billion euro, or 8.6 billion in American dollars, hole in the budget for 2024. Although the government was willing to seek to raise more money off the backs of German farmers, it was not willing to make any cuts in aid to Ukraine, which is set to double to 8 billion euros this year. Ahead of the planned week of protests from farmers, the government said that it would be willing to walk back some of the farming subsidy cuts and reorganize the tax increases over the next 3 years. However, the German Farmers Association said that such moves would be insufficient to stave off the economic disaster facing many farmers throughout the country. Although Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin failed to inform the White House about his recent hospitalization, Joe Biden is not considering firing him, so reports Politico on Monday. The outlet cited a group of senior administration officials. If Austin were to issue a resignation, Biden would refuse it. That's what a person among the sources said. Quote, Austin's going nowhere, end quote. That's what one official told Politico. The report noted Republicans have been calling for Biden to dismiss the defense secretary. During a recent interview, Senator James Lankford, Republican of Ohio, told Fox News, quote, apparently the National Security Council didn't know it. The White House didn't know it. Congress didn't know it, end quote. Lankford was referring to the fact that Austin was missing in action, or MIA, over the last week with no explanation of his whereabouts. Lankford added that, quote, we're at a time of a lot of turmoil internationally. And suddenly, to have the Secretary of Defense, more than just a matter of wasn't there, actually sent over false information saying, I'm working from home, when he's not actually available at all, end quote. The Politico article said that Austin is being criticized for failing to tell officials he had been hospitalized at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for complications from an undisclosed surgery. Just the News reports that the conservative House Freedom Caucus slammed House Speaker Mike Johnson's proposed top-line spending deal with Senate Democrats. They slammed it as a, quote, total failure, end quote, arguing that the potential agreement could cost about $68 billion more than the Louisiana Republican said it would cost. Johnson told members of Congress on Sunday that he reached a $1.590 trillion spending deal with the Senate and White House, but the Freedom Caucus slammed the proposal later that very evening in a post on X. Quote, it's even worse than we thought, end quote. That's what the caucus wrote. Quote, don't believe the spin. Once you break through typical Washington math, the true total problematic spending level is $1.658 trillion, not $1.59 trillion. This is total failure, end quote. At the end of last month, the Freedom Caucus, well, they released a statement titled, House GOP's New Year resolution must be cutting spending, which stated that the U.S. is, quote, on the path to fiscal ruin, end quote, but that Congress has, quote, done little to force a course correction from this calamity, end quote. With a slim Republican majority, the 45-member Freedom Caucus, well, they hold a significant amount of sway in the 435-member House. Most recently, they played an integral role in deciding who would be the House Speaker. Well, now, the House needs to pass a deal before government funding completely expires on February 2nd. We'll keep you posted. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. California is expanding its massive healthcare system in 2024, with more taxpayer dollars going to fund sex change surgeries, regardless of citizenship status. According to a memo first circulated in May of 2022 and reported by the Daily Caller News Foundation, California's Medi-Cal covers costs for hormone therapy and procedures, quote, that bring primary and secondary gender characteristics into conformity with the individual's identified gender, including ancillary services such as hair removal, incident to those services, end quote. Then there's this little bit of news. 700,000 illegal aliens as of January 1st, well, they qualified for these federal health care services, which will cost California taxpayers an estimated $3.1 billion. Now, for those living in California illegally, that translates into approximately $4,058 per year in medical coverage subsidies funded by the state's general fund. Here's what the memo stated, quote, gender-affirming care is a covered Medi-Cal benefit when medically necessary. Requests for gender-affirming care should be from specialists experienced in providing culturally competent care to transgender and gender-diverse individuals and should use nationally recognized guidelines, end quote. This program, well, it's based on a lie. Gender-affirming care. This is medical care that affirms one's mental illness, I believe. Men who think they're female and women who honestly believe they are men. I think they should be treated for the mental illness that seems to have them feeling this way. Trapped in a body that's the opposite of what their head believes to be true. So rather than treat the body to bring it into compliance with the brain, we should be treating the brain to bring it into compliance with the reality of the body. I think mental illness is a serious and it's a tragic condition. And the last thing any rational, healthy society would do or should attempt to do is to affirm the irrational thoughts and ideas that dance in the heads of the mentally ill. This cannot have a good outcome, can it? I think it will lead to more suicides, not less. That's what they claim, it'll lead to less. But have you heard the testimonies of those who want to transition back? But all this continues. Why? Because there's big money to be made off of this so-called gender-affirming healthcare. It involves drugs. It involves surgeries. These are two things the Rockefeller system of medicine thrives upon. Drugs and surgeries. And the saddest part of it all is that when you lie to a person that is suffering from a mental condition or mental torture, well, you make that torture worse. Well, I would hate to be in the shoes of these people on Judgment Day. I'd hate to be in the shoes of the doctors and the nurses and the hospital CEOs when they're held account on Judgment Day. They seem to be sacrificing truth for profit. And that will have, I think, serious consequences for them in the afterlife. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. You've already heard one way you can support us is through our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. Thank you for that. Think of us as your conservative worldview alternative to National Public Radio, National Public Television. Another way you can support us is by going to MelissaHouseBG.com, Melissa, H-O-W-S-E-B-G.com. The Bella Grace Elixir, something my wife and I have been taking twice a day now for several months. And we've received, actually, she's been taking it for several months. I've been taking it for a little over a month, about a month and a half now. And I've seen positive results. I've shared those with you in past programs. We're being inundated, really, with a lot of feedback from you, the listener. You're talking about your new hair growth. You're talking about your joints not hurting. You're talking about some of you even delaying surgeries on your hand. Because now you have the function that you didn't have before. Look, I'm not making claims. I'm just giving you the testimonies coming in by our own audience. What's in this? Well, it's three powerful ingredients. One, collagen, which the doctors like Dr. Joseph Mercola and others who have written on collagen that I've read on my show, Brent House Live, about, they talk about the flexibility that it brings to our joints and ligaments and muscles. Collagen. Then there's cat's claw, which decreases inflammation. And then, of course, there's something called astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is a powerful drug. Pick it up there. Then there's something called astaxanthin. This is an ingredient that crosses the brain-blood barrier and gets into the system. Again, you don't got to take my word for it. All you got to do is go to MelissaHouseBG.com, read the nearly 80 clinical trials. And it comes in this convenient pack. I just break it open, rip it open, and drink it twice a day. So if you want more information on it, you'll find it there, MelissaHouseBG.com. I think this is a great way to support your health, as many of our viewers are testifying to, and support this broadcast at the same time. So thank you for visiting Melissa House, H-O-W-S-E, MelissaHouseBG.com for more details or to place your order and get a subscription, have it show up at your door every month like we do. Another way you can support us is by going to MyPillow.com/B66. Use that URL, MyPillow.com/B66. When you do that, you'll get free shipping. This is one of the few promo codes left that brings you the advantages of not only great prices, but free shipping. This would be a great time to order a mattress. Those are not light. Those cost quite a bit to ship. But now you don't have to pay for it. It's free shipping. So why not order the heavy stuff right now at MyPillow.com/B66 and get the free shipping? Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. All right. And then, of course, there's the wellness company. My buddy, Dr. James Thorpe, Dr. Peter McCullough, they've put together this emergency medical kit that has eight medications in it that do require, I think, all of them All seven of them require, depending on the state, seven of them require a prescription. Ivermectin, I think you can get in my state of Tennessee without that. But ivermectin's in here, amoxicillin and others. Now, if you want to know what the specific meds are and what they treat, go to twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. This is what, again, I think you want to have on your shelf should there be a disruption in just-in-time inventory or critical infrastructure, the power grid, and you could not get meds from your pharmacy. Go ahead and have them on hand, particularly those antibiotics, right? So you can find full details at twc.health/Brannon. Well, thanks again for watching. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.